For the past few days, we've taken a look back at a stop I made in Greenfield, Iowa, home of the Iowa Aviation Museum. You probably never realized how many aviation firsts are tied to Iowa, including a car company that decided to try its hand at making airplanes. Its unique vision is preserved here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
You could say this Iowa company was visionary. However, the changes they made perhaps stretched their abilities a little too far.
The Kerry Keene Company was located in Sioux City, Iowa. They made trunks for cars of the period. They decided that eventually trunks would be added to cars anyway, so they needed to come up with something else. So they decided to make airplanes.
Leanne Nelson shares the story from Greenfield, Iowa. This is the home of the Iowa Aviation Museum. She says the company quickly realized they might not have the expertise needed to build airplanes.
They made 32 of them before they figured out that nobody had the money to buy one. There's only three left, and we have one of those.
Part of the problem may have been the location of the factory, because testing the newly built aircraft quickly became a problem.
The Kerry Keene Company is in downtown Sioux City. Now, to make trunks, not an issue. To make airplanes, a little more complicated. Because if you want to take the airplane out to the airport to test fly it, you have to assemble it in the factory and then disassemble it and then take it out to the airport by trailer.
People in Iowa remember the Kerry Keene aircraft, but most of them don't remember them in flight.
I've heard story after story of times where people said, oh yeah, we used to see Kerry Keenes go by the window all the time.
One of the unique aircraft built by the trunk manufacturer is on display here, along with many other notable planes of early aviation history. It's a great collection of aircraft and unique stories to be found in this small town. Traveling the countryside in Greenfield, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.